Wanted to keep our conversation going. Andy Gagan is here in studio with us from Gagan Brothers Brewing and Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery as well. And a really big honor for the restaurant and the Gagan family too recently. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we found out just recently that we're being honored as Restaurateurs of the Year. Really, we being the whole organization, but a huge nod to my dad and uncles for just years and years and years of sticking it out and doing the hard tasks right, you know, and what a wonderful honor for them, and it's really exciting. I mean, I think me coming back into the business and doing the beer thing has taken us to a different level for a lot of people who wouldn't have come to Main Street in Bangor necessarily, but now know the brand and whatnot. But this honor really is for my dad and uncles and the daily grind that just kept pushing and all the people that have been integral in making us what we are. And that goes to all of our staff and all of our friends and fans in the Bangor area.
Well, and what's great about it, too, for any business to succeed, you've got to grow, change with the times, but also keep the things that got you to that point. And service has always been a hallmark of the restaurant. There's a reason people stay there for a long, long time, and there's a reason customers keep coming back. But by adding the beer, you've brought new people on board who discover the things that we've all loved about Gagan's for 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we surely are not polished and high-end in our presentation in a lot of ways, but we're going to make you feel comfortable. We're going to make you feel like you're at home and you're going to be part of the family when you come in. And that's what we can offer that is somewhat unique in a world full of chain restaurants and big things like that. But it's been really exciting for me in the last number of years to see Bangor really shifting away from that trend. I mean, we're sitting here at Seasons, which is another great locally owned establishment that is actually one of the bigger accounts for our beer going outside, which is just awesome to think that a business that is in many ways a quote-unquote competitor would be one of our biggest supporters on the beer brand too. So, you know, that's the story of Bangor right now. And I think that for us too, we're really excited about that honor because this is the first time it's been a Bangor establishment as Restaurant of the Year for a while, you know, for quite some time. It typically just kind of rotates around the Portland market because they're the bigger market, you know, and that's how things work sometimes. But
and you mentioned Seasons and the whole downtown area, the corridor, as we call it on Main Street, but also downtown in general. And it's not to disparage the chains or the places out around the mall.
No, a lot of great places. Absolutely. But it's nice to have that homegrown aspect.
There's so many good places that you can go in the downtown area and here on Main Street that you have options now that just didn't exist even 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Bangor is a different place than when I was coming up through, for sure.
So what's the future hold for the brewery? You're now statewide. What's going to happen next? What's the next step? Do you go north? Do you go south?
Well, I mean, you know, tomorrow we've got to filter a beer, and then we're going to brew the day after that. And then the day after that, we've got to transfer another beer and brew again after that. You know, that's really how we're taking it. You know, I had a big push in my mind and kind of in my plan to build us to statewide. And now that we're there, my desire to get out of the state of Maine is as big as my desire ever was to move out of the state of Maine. I mean, this is my home and this is where I want to be. I think someday we will. I'm excited about our trip up to New Brunswick. I'm excited about, you know, the prospects perhaps of moving out of state with the brand. But for right now, it's really to build us up right here. As we move into markets that are further away from the Bangor home base, there are less brands that we're taking. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to see every beer that we make on Main Street anywhere but Main Street, you know. And then as you get further and further out, less and less brands go out. So I think the first step is going to be to build up how many brands we're taking to these other places, to build up the volume of beer that's available in some of these other places and kind of grow the brand that way and then see.
Yeah. Now, what's it been, 51 different beers that you guys have made?
Yeah, I think actually we've got a couple more in the tanks that'll push us up close, up over 55, almost 60 at this point. Yeah, we just keep adding. We just keep playing.
And is progress being made toward that pipeline that will deliver Bangor Brown right to my house?
We're looking at it. Yeah, we're looking at it. I mean, there's some infrastructure. You might just want to come to the tasting room and get a growler. It might be easier, but If not, we'll work
on
it.
I'm always
we'll
happy
see.
To do that,
we'll
too.
See.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And plus, you know, unless you can get the wings to my house, too, I'm going to have to leave.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Delivery service and a pipeline.
There you go. Just for me. I don't really care about anybody else.
I mean, I bet if we built it through all of the Bangor region, it would be full all the time.
Oh, there's no question. No question about it. Hey, Andy, it's so great to have you stop in and visit with us. Congratulations on the tremendous success for the brewery and the restaurant. And you guys do it right.
Hey, right on. Thank you. And again, thanks to everybody that has made this growth fun. You know, I mean, it's not about a business for me. It's about brewing beer for my friends. And thank you to everybody who's been one of those friends and supporters of the brand for so many years beyond when I was a part of it. So it's a labor of love.